Chapter 9. But there shall be no gloom to her who was in anguish. In the former time he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time has he made it glorious, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of the shadow of death, on them has the light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased their joy. They joy before you, according to the joy in harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as in the day of Midian. For all the armor of the armed man in the tumult, and the garments rolled in blood shall be for burning, for fuel for fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end, on the throne of David, and on his kingdom to establish it, and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it has lighted on Israel. All the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, who say in pride and in arrogance of heart, "The bricks are fallen, but we will build with hewn stone. The sycamores are cut down, but we will put cedars in their place." Therefore the Lord will set up on high against him the adversaries of Rezin, and will stir up his enemies. The Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Yet the people have not turned to him who struck them, neither have they sought the Lord of hosts. Therefore the Lord will cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and rush in one day. The elder and the honorable man, he is the head, and the prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail. For those who lead this people cause them to err, and those who are led of them are destroyed. Therefore the Lord will not rejoice over their young men, neither will he have compassion on their fatherless and widows, for every one is profane and an evil doer, and every mouth speaks folly. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burns as the fire, it devours the briars and thorns, yes, it kindles in the thickets of the forest, and they roll upward in a column of smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts is the land burnt up, and the people are as the fuel of fire. No man spares his brother. One shall snatch on the right hand and be hungry, and he shall eat on the left hand, and they shall not be satisfied. They shall eat every man the flesh of his own arm, Manasseh, Ephraim, and Ephraim, Manasseh, and they together shall be against Judah. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.